Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Yes, news brief. Intense storms have left a trail of damage up the East Coast from Florida to Maine. A suspected tornado also forced one man to scramble and get his family to safety in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Victoria Olivas with the National Weather Service.
He was outside. He saw the tornado coming. He ran inside, got his family to cover. And within 30 seconds, a minute, the other trees in his yard came down.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's doubling down on American support for Israel.
Israel has every right to defend itself against a fanatical terrorist group whose stated purpose is to murder Jews and eradicate the Jewish state.
And actor Jonathan Majors was just convicted by a jury of assault and harassment of an ex-girlfriend in New York.
You're an interesting man. Scott Lang.
Majors is best known for his role in Marvel movies and the Creed franchise. His sentencing is set for February. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We're hearing from the first fake elector about efforts to declare Donald Trump the winner of Wisconsin's presidential votes 3 years ago. Andrew Hitt says the Trump campaign told him the documents they were signing were a backup in case the former president won a legal challenge.
So we viewed what we were doing as simply a contingency plan. The documents we signed would have no meaning unless a court gave them meaning.
Hitt tells WISN-TV's Upfront he's cooperating with a federal investigation. COVID-19 cases are trending up in Wisconsin. More than 400 people were in the hospital at last word, and 46 of them were in the ICU. State health officials say only 12% of eligible adults in Wisconsin have had the latest COVID vaccine. RSV and flu cases are up, too. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Power problems in southeastern Wisconsin are because of the wind. Amy Johns with We Energy says crews are out trying to get everyone plugged back in. At the peak, about 3,000 customers were out, with the city of Waukesha most impacted, with almost 1,800 places without power. That's followed by a few hundred out each in Pewaukee, Brookfield, and Racine. If you do ever lose power, you should let the power company know about it. On Saturday, a road rage shooting occurred on 43 South near Mequon. The Ozaukee County Sheriff's Office says there were no injuries reported. The victim's vehicle was fired upon by a white sedan, leading to the closure of 43 South in the early evening. The incident is under investigation. Anyone that may have been on the road at the time and seen something is asked to contact investigators. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The Todd Alma Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power. Our veterans.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tampa wins the Battle of the Bays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lost to the Buccaneers 34-20. The longer the game, the further Green Bay fell behind. Questions being raised about the future of Packers defensive coordinator Joe Barry. Did he provide the right game plan? Packers linebacker Rashawn Gary.
Of course, going into the game, I feel like we got the right game plan. I feel like we were able to execute and come out on top. But to see the breakdown of the game, see how things went right or left, I have to go back, watch film, which I'm about to do in a couple of minutes to see where we went right or wrong. And like I said, come back, but make them corrections and get to work.
Is it time to fire Joe Barry? Matt LaFleur.
Now's not the time for that.
Why is that?
Because now's not the time. I'm trying to find solutions, and I got to go back and take a look at the film.
NBA, the Bucks with a win over the Rockets, 128-119, and another franchise record for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Another game ball today. Giannis, all-time leading rebounder in Bucks history. I think he has four of those. Points, assists, blocks, now rebounding.
That's the Bucks head coach, Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A few flurries flying around early will eventually turn to a mix of sun and clouds later on this afternoon. But those blustery winds are gusting out of the north up to 40 miles per hour, making our high temperatures of the low 30s feel more like the teens. Stay warm. Right now, it's 24.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Even Republican women, when they walk into that booth, that reversal of RVW is going to walk in with them, because that cuts to the very essence of what a woman is and what she can be and what she can decide. To speak in Wisconsin terminology, the reversal of Roe v. Wade is the Wright Bauer for Democrats. That's a Euchre reference.
That is spot on. You nailed it, John Roach, once again.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, second hour, coming to you live statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. They're very welcome. Tell you what, we're going to start off with a caller. Bob and Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bob, what's in your mind today?
Yeah, when you look at the 14 characteristics of fascism, one of them is misogyny. And I think that has something to do with what happened in Israel recently. The report that Hamas was going to go across the border and parasail in and all that stuff was unearthed by women intelligence agents in Israel. In fact, all the people behind that, not just the lead person, were women, and they were ignored by the men. So I think there might have been a little misogyny going on top of everything else going on in that massive mess up.
Yeah, well, I'll put it to you this way. The misogyny is from Hamas. Hamas, when they went over, they didn't just rape the women. I'm not going to talk about the details. They're so horrific that I've never read anything like this in my life, but they tortured them. And they saw this rave party, this concert, and it slowed them up. They were prepared to go even farther into Israel. And there's going to be quite an accounting on the part of the Israeli government at the end of this, because it was clear that that people had noticed. And there's some people who suspect that Netanyahu basically ignored it or figured, all right, maybe it won't be all that bad. And then that will get everybody unified behind me. And the time that it took to get over there was utterly unacceptable. But what happened was Hamas is like ISIS. It's like Al-Qaeda. It is not some kind of an independence movement. They don't care about the Palestinians. They want a caliphate, and they use torture and they use terrorism to diminish people. But even resistance units in other societies and other countries, kind of resistance movements, don't involve the kinds of sexual torture that Hamas did. And I was very proud to see Lloyd Austin. I think a lot of Lloyd Austin. Lloyd Austin has dignity. He was an excellent general. He's in command all the time. And he went over, and he's in Israel right now speaking and with Israeli leaders. And he gave a magnificent speech. He said, the United States is with Israel. It will always be with Israel. We will always have Israel's back. Israel's right to defend itself. But at the end, he said, look, from a strategic point of view, Hamas is not the Palestinians. And they have to destroy Hamas. But then he talked about the possibility in the future of how this is going to be resolved for the non-Hamas people. So if you didn't see it, absolutely go on YouTube and watch it. I think very highly of him, frankly. I mean, coming up in this election, I think at this point it's Biden and Harris. But if the ticket were Biden and Lloyd Austin, that would be a very, very strong ticket. And I'm with whatever ticket is running with whoever's running with Joe Biden, and certainly get behind Kamala Harris, too. But Lloyd Austin really, really impresses me, really impresses me. And Israel, I think, having suffered that genocidal, sadistic attack by Islamic Jihad, that's what they call themselves. They're all part of it. ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Hamas, and on the Shiite side, you have Hezbollah and Iran. Israel, remember something. At its shortest point, Israel is only 9 miles wide. You know, 9 miles? I mean, you know, go downtown Madison, drive out to Cross Plains. I think that's 9 miles, or part, or maybe the extension of Middleton. In Milwaukee, drive from downtown up to Brown Deer Road. I think that's 10 miles. That's pretty small for a country. And at its largest width is 80 miles. Now, 80 miles is Milwaukee to Madison, and then add 5 miles. So it cannot afford to have sadists sitting on its borders, and whenever there's a lull, coming across and doing that to women, which Hamas did. So yes, there are people who are anti-women. It is Hamas, believe me, who's anti-woman. Let me tell you something. It is not just Tommy Tuberville, by the way, who is blocking people in our government. Talk about Tommy Tuberville quite a bit. He's absolutely a worthless individual. He's blocking 11 flag officers, 4 stars, which is clogging everything below him, because the people who are going to be 3 stars can't take their new 3-star position because the 4 stars are still 3 stars. See what I mean? It goes on down. There are people with kids. They're, you know, their spouses, they don't know if they're going to move, sell their house. Tommy Tuberville is doing the work of Putin. Tommy Tuberville is doing the work of Hamas. Tommy Tuberville is doing the work of Kim Jong-un. He's a traitor to the United States, but he's not the only one. In addition to that, there are 43 nominees in the State Department and in the various security agencies, the NSA, defense, that require Senate confirmation, and they're being blocked in the Senate by J.D. Vance, Ted Cruz, and Rand Paul, and now recently Jim Risch of Idaho. And why are they doing it? They're doing it to try to get advantage, they think, to hurt Biden. They don't care about hurting the United States. One of the people being blocked is Kurt Campbell, who's supposed to be Tony Blinken's number two, a seasoned diplomatic hand. Tony Blinken doesn't have a number two right now because these clowns are doing this. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill, what's in your mind today?
On everything you just talked about, Matt, I believe that, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm asking you. You would know this. I don't know this. Couldn't Biden step in on this with the military and say, look, enough. These guys are going through. I'm approving it. I'm usurping your authority. I'm the supreme commander. I can do it. And, of course, they're going to throw a little fit. We want them to throw a fit. And then Biden can look at them and say, and pull their line and say, well, take it to court. We'll see how that ends up. But right now, we're moving forward. Can he do that?
Yeah, here's what I think he can do. I think that the law is right now that requires Senate confirmation. I think if I were he, what he could do is authorize the pay for the 4-star. In other words, the higher pay. He could authorize them to wear 4 stars on their uniforms. And that's a big deal. If you're a 4-star general or 4-star admiral, the only thing higher than that is an occasional admiral or general who would be called admiral of the fleet with 5 stars, or general of the armies. And believe it or not, I do not think that Dwight Eisenhower was, but I think Pershing was, and there are a couple that have been. When during the Second World War, Eisenhower was essentially in charge of Europe, and then he couldn't also do the Pacific. there's obviously good coordination. But and when you have fleets right now, we have the second fleet in the Atlantic, the sixth fleet in the Mediterranean, the third fleet at the beginning of the Pacific, you have the seventh fleet in the front. You know, we have fleets all over the place. We have a fleet up in out of Bahrain. Some of them do not have commanding officers. This fleet in the Pacific and the air command in the Pacific don't have a four-star. They don't have a four-star. The North American command, which we should all think a lot about, it protects us, and the cyber command. They don't have commanding officers. And what's happening with these 43 State Department and Defense and NSA, some of it is because they do think that if Trump gets in, he can put lackeys in there who will betray us. And he won't put in anybody. And by the way, these aren't like Biden appointments. Like Biden, you know, has some reason that he wants these people. He is taking into account what other military and defense and State Department people think. It's peer review. It's peer review. When I was in and I got out as Lieutenant JG, we had reports continuously on how we did in courses, if we went to a school for 3 weeks to learn something new, how we did underway, how we did as officer of the deck. You know, it's all very small stuff compared to these guys, but this was you were evaluated all the time, and these people have been evaluating for 25 years, and they've been evaluated in combat. My ship was not ordered into combat. You should pay attention to that. Tuberville never served in the service, and Rand Paul and J.D. Vance and Cruz are pathetic. I don't think, and I'm pretty sure that any one of them served in the service. None of them ever served in the State Department. They are overturning the peer review, basically, the considered opinion of these people's superiors over many years who are Americans. And they're giving their best shot at what they think of these people. This is gratuitous. And Bill O'Connell had a great question. Can Biden overcome it? And that really, the heck with the courts. I think he can on pay. I think he can on the four-star. But the problem with that is these people go by the book, and they don't want to be kind of a fake four-star. You know, well, Joe Biden said I could be, but the Senate. And the other thing is they don't understand that, some of them do, but they're not as into it as we are. The rank and file, the enlisted men go, well, why doesn't the Senate want these people to be my commanding officer? It's very demoralizing. They're hurting the United States. They're hurting the United States. And some of these people will have commands on the military side, but even the 43 in the Defense Department, the rest of them, they have responsibility for areas of the world. I mean, one time we didn't even have an ambassador to Egypt and Israel right when all this was happening. This is because of the Republican Party is stabbing the United States in the back. That is what the Republican Party is doing. Coming up, you know, I can believe what Scott Fitzgerald said after he torpedoed the electors in Arizona and Pennsylvania. Unbelievable hypocrisy coming up.
Lady Gaga, cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. This is about the baldest hypocrisy that I remember reading recently. I mean, this is unbelievable. Scott Fitzgerald, not F. Scott Fitzgerald. F. Scott Fitzgerald was a great novelist. The Great Gatsby he wrote, he's from Minnesota. He was really one of the great American novelists. This is Scott Fitzgerald, no relationship to him, none whatsoever. He comes out and he goes, they're interviewing him, he goes, Congress should have no role in the presidential election. They should not be permitted to vote on certifications. For instance, I don't know anything about Arizona's election laws. Well, that's right, you don't, my clown. And yet you didn't disclose in that interview that you and Tiffany objected to the votes in Arizona and Pennsylvania when they were sought to be certified by Joe Biden, who won both those states. So this guy is suddenly, what, posing for holy pictures. He goes, oh, no, me? Nobody here but us chickens, boss. Who, me? Not me. No, I don't know anything about Arizona. They can do what they want, you know, live and let live. Hey, Jack, why did you vote against certifying the votes for Joe Biden in Arizona and Pennsylvania? The only two members of the Wisconsin delegation that did that. It's because they do not believe in the peaceful transfer of power. They do not believe in the peaceful transfer of power. And by the way, neither do any of the other Republicans. Remember something, Van Orden was actually out there at the insurrection. He actually went up to the Capitol and he claimed, well, I wasn't part of the insurrection. But his cell phone data showed that he was in an area he wasn't supposed to be. And how did Van Orden get out there? Did he hitchhike? Did he take a bus? No. He went out in style, some nice meals, hotels, and guess who paid for it? His campaign paid for it. Campaign money contributed by people thinking that he was running for Congress, because he was running for Congress. But he thought that would be a real good idea. I'll go out there. So you have Tiffany, you have Fitzgerald, you have this other clown, Van Orden, who's actually there. Whatever happened to the peaceful transfer of power? Well, in the state, there's not much evidence of it. Remember that in lame duck, Walker had lost. And guess what happened? They passed a quick lame duck law that gave as many of Evers' powers and Call's powers as possible to the Republicans in the legislature. That's what they did. That's what they did. Then nominations came up for DNR, the DNR board. And for 18 months, they refused to take up Evers' nomination and kept Dennis Fred. Dennis Fred, Dennis Fred. And when Dennis Fred had done his work, they were forever chemicals in our drinking water from most of the areas of the state. Then Dennis Fred rubbed his hands and left, and then they permitted the others to come in when it's too late. You know, there is an implicit pact in a democracy that you're going to act in good faith and you will affect the peaceful transition of power. And it can be in extraordinary terms, like you don't have an insurrection, but it can be in less extraordinary. For instance, if you lose the gubernatorial race, you don't try to pass a law that gives you some of the gubernatorial power to the losing side. You don't refuse to confirm new appointments would have new ideas for, say, the environment. And remember this, Joe Biden, when he came in, you know, he appointed a cabinet. Trump wouldn't let them have access to documents between November and January 20th. They were shooting in the dark. You're supposed to transition. You're supposed to transition. You are supposed to have this new Secretary of State and the old one meet, new Secretary of Defense and the old one, for the good of America. The Republicans are not for the good of America. We go to the lines. Northwoods Terry, my friend. Thanks for calling, Northwoods Terry. What's in your mind today?
I'm just going to say it again, Matt. We've got the worst congressional Republican delegation in the country. I stand by that. That's all I got, Matt. I just thought I'd say it again. I'll keep on saying it all the way through 24.
Well, you keep saying it because you're right. And Northwoods, I don't know where in the Northwoods, but you're probably Tiffany, or I suppose Gallagher, if you're real far north and east or west or whatever. But I, for the life of me, and I'm just sort of wool gathering here, for the life of me, can't figure out how a terrific district like the 7th could elect Dave Obie, my friend Dave Obie, who was one of the great congressman, historical congressman. He was the chairman of the Appropriations Committee for a while. That is a powerful committee. Ain't nothing's going to go into appropriations without your getting up there for a vote. Dave Obie. And now Tom Tiffany, same district. Yeah, I know there's a little bit of the gerrymander thing and all that. Come on. Come on. You know, how do you go from one of the classic great congressmen to a guy like Tiffany, who won't even vote to confirm the guy who won the presidential election, and then he's real sneaky about it? You know, he doesn't say in Wisconsin, he goes, no, they didn't win in Pennsylvania and Arizona. How does he know? Then you have, if Fitzgerald is a real doofus, he says, well, I don't know anything about Arizona. Well, yeah, you don't. Have you ever been to Arizona? Do you know where it is? We had a county board member here. This has got to be 10 years ago in Milwaukee. This is great. We're talking about immigration. She goes, well, Arizona doesn't have a border with Mexico, so why should they be heard? Somebody pointed out, well, yeah, they do. Yeah, they do have a border with Mexico. There's some very basic factual things that people should be aware of. I mean, if you're going to be in public service, whether it's local, county board, mayor, that kind of thing, or whether it's Senate or Congress, you shouldn't shoot your mouth off about something you don't know anything about. And preferably, you should know, and you should know all this stuff. That's why you have Tiffany doing what he did and Fitzgerald going, hey, well, I don't know. You know, if you don't know anything about Arizona, why are you not certifying Arizona's votes? You said you don't know anything about them. And this really frosts me. And there's plenty of other things that are going on right now. Throw out a couple of them, maybe one. I don't know. There's so darn many of them. All right, I'm going to start with one. Guy Clay Higgins. He's a right-wing nut down in Louisiana. He's a thug. He was a cop, and he likes to beat people up physically. He's a thuggish-looking guy. He attacked the FBI just now. He goes, the FBI is going down. He threatened them. You could arrest him for that. If a guy here in Milwaukee said the FBI is going down, they'd bring him in for questioning. They should bring Clay Higgins in for questioning. He's a thug because they charged, and they were they were very instrumental in charging 1,100 people for January 6th, and he didn't like it. And this is a guy who's elected in Congress, elected to Congress. Coming up, this is unbelievable, in Florida, Kristen Ziegler, the GOP chairman, just got censured. He's going to be removed in about a week for sexual...
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A blustery day in southeast Wisconsin. The windy weather's been causing problems for much of the day. Wind gusts got as high as 40 miles an hour at the Waukesha Airport this afternoon. Power was knocked out to as many as 3,000 homes and businesses at one point. Even some traffic lights went dark. But crews have restored electricity to practically everyone since then. Governor Evers might consider sending the National Guard into understaffed state prisons. That's what some advocates and families of inmates would like him to do. The Department of Corrections says state prisons in Wisconsin are 29% short-staffed. Advocates say that's making conditions isolated, dangerous, dirty, and generally unhealthy behind bars. Evers' office has not indicated what he might do. I'm Terry Bell. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Remember that traffic in and around Milwaukee will be impacted this Wednesday. Where and when President Biden will visit isn't yet known and likely won't be until tomorrow. It does mean a likely interstate shutdown at some point, which could add some time to your trip. You'll be able to hear the president's remarks live on this Civic Media station. This is Biden's third visit to the state this year. The State Patrol is investigating, and an officer in Pewaukee wasn't injured following a crash yesterday. It happened on Redford Boulevard near Blue Mound in Waukesha County. The officer was rushing to the scene of another crash when the collision took place. The driver of the other car was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The worst of the power problems today were in the city of Waukesha, Pewaukee, Brookfield, Racine, and Milwaukee. We Energy says they're working on getting everyone plugged back in. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Pat! It's got...
Okay. And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tampa wins the Battle of the Bays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lost to the Buccaneers 34-20. The longer the game, the further Green Bay fell behind. Questions being raised about the future of Packers defensive coordinator Joe Barry. Did he provide the right game plan? Packers linebacker Rashawn Gary.
Of course, going into the game, I feel like we got the right game plan. I feel like we were able to execute and come out on top. But to see the breakdown of the game, see how things went right or left, I have to go back, watch film, which I'm about to do in a couple of minutes to see where we went right or wrong. And like I said, come back, but make them corrections and get to work.
Is it time to fire Joe Barry? Matt LaFleur.
Now's not the time for that.
Why is that?
Because now's not the time. I'm trying to find solutions, and I got to go back and take a look at the film.
NBA, the Bucks with a win over the Rockets, 128-119, and another franchise record for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Another game ball today. Giannis, all-time leading rebounder in Bucks history. I think he has four of those. Points, assists, blocks, now rebounding.
That's the Bucks head coach, Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A few flurries flying around early will eventually turn to a mix of sun and clouds later on this afternoon. But those blustery winds are gusting out of the north up to 40 miles per hour, making our high temperatures of the low 30s feel more like the teens. Stay warm. Right now, it's 24.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Normally, we don't take two calls in one show, but we will today. Karina in Milwaukee, something else on your mind. What's up?
Yeah, sorry, Matt. You know, it really bothers me, the whole Tuberville thing. And it is, you know, what kind of country I'm coming from. We take military pretty seriously. It's a primary and first defense for your country on so many different levels that it's just a simple sabotage, what she's doing right now. And the fact that it's allowed and allowed under pretense of the abortion, health care has nothing to do with earning money or stars. That is right. Have to be a completely separate decision-making, completely separate from who's doing what and who's making which decisions. And you are absolutely right. They're doing that because they're hoping that somebody from the Trump campaign or a Trump people will be able to take this post. And if I would be somebody who's a Biden ambassador in the military representative, we need to remove those people. This is not even between parties. This is against a country. This is against people. And all of them, that Tuberville works for our money.
Right. No, that's a good point. Yeah. And listen, Karina, let me add to something on this. And we talked about it before, but it bears repeating right now. This could be all solved by 9 Republicans voting to break the filibuster. Tuberville is doing it on unanimous consent, but Schumer can bring it up anyway, and the Republicans have to filibuster it to stand in solidarity with him. But it would take 9 Republicans. We have 51 Democrats, if you count Sinema and Manchin. And Sinema is a so-called independent. So is Angus King of Maine. So is Bernie Sanders of Vermont. But they basically frequently mostly vote with Democrats. Where are the 9 Republicans? And where are the 9 Republicans? And they're afraid of Trump. But well, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. They should be for our military. They should be for our Defense Department, our NSA, and our State Department. If there were 9 of them, somebody like Romney would do it, but he's not 9, he's 1. Where are the 9? And then remember one other thing, they are complicit. The Republican Party is complicit with Tuberville, complicit with Rand Paul, complicit with J.D. Vance and Cruz and Risch of Idaho in blocking the military and State Department and defense and intelligence. But I'll say who else is complicit, all 100 of the senators. Why do I say that? I will say it again and again. People have to understand this. With 51 votes, you can get rid of the filibuster, which takes 60 votes if it's executed, but you can get rid of it with only 51, and we have 51 votes. Now, Manchin and Sinema would not vote to get rid of the filibuster for the Voting Rights Act, for instance. And they wouldn't get rid of it for soft infrastructure. And so what happened was that Biden had to go around and work his magic from having been in the Senate for 50 years and finally got some Republicans to go along with it. It was unbelievable. But Moscow Mitch McConnell got rid of the filibuster for Supreme Court appointments and for cabinet positions. He got rid of it. He got rid of it. He didn't think twice about doing it. Nobody complained. Why wouldn't you extend that at least to military promotions and state defense and security promotions? Why wouldn't you do that? Nobody in the Democratic Party is saying that. And part of the reason is because, and this was Kevin McCarthy using this analogy, and I don't quote him very frequently because I think he was a basket case. But he said, quote, "The Senate is like a country club. The House is like breakfast at a truck stop." And he's right. He said, you go to the Senate, there's hardly anybody around. They're like ghosts. They all walk around very pleased with their prestige. Most exclusive club in the world. The imputed income that they get by stroking their vanity is a big part of the compensation for having that office. And if you get rid of the filibuster, it becomes more like the truck stop at breakfast. I'll tell you something. Tuberville held up, what, 460 appointments, promotions since February to December. Almost 10 months. He's still holding up the four stars, the leaders, the person who's going to be the commanding officer of the Fifth Fleet and the Pacific Air Command and the Pacific Fleet and the Cyber Command and the North America Command. He's doing that. And J.D. Vance and Rand Paul, who are two sick puppies, believe me, very sick puppies, and Cruz is an even sicker puppy, that's possible, and Risch, I had not known him to do this before, but he's doing it too, are saying, no, we're not going to have 43 people who right now are needed for diplomacy. Diplomacy avoids conflict, it avoids wars. They held up ambassadors for a long time. And in Niger, remember, an Islamic group threw out the president, but we didn't have an ambassador there. We could have coordinated things to keep the president in because he was pro-West. And now they're in there murdering Christians in Niger and extending their Janjaweed all around Africa because of Rand Paul. So this is what's going on. Nobody will change anything. It's so simple. If you changed it already and it was Moscow Mitch who did it for cabinet and for Supreme Court, why wouldn't you do it for generals and admirals and senior State Department, defense, and NSA positions? Why wouldn't you do that? Well, on to a more ludicrous, frankly. It's funny in a way, it's really not funny, but the breathtaking hypocrisy of this, I mean, I thought that that Fitzgerald saying, why should I be permitted to vote on Arizona's votes? I know nothing about Arizona. And you go, hey, Jack, you did though. You voted not to certify them. Why'd you do that if you didn't know anything? Well, this is even stranger and worse. A guy named Christian Ziegler, that's his name, chairman of the Florida Republican Party. He has been accused by a woman of raping her. So the executive committee of the Republican Party, he wouldn't resign, by the way. He's brassy as heck. The executive committee, they met and they censured him, stripped him of his authority, and reduced his salary to $1. But under the rules down there of their party, they couldn't fire him. That takes the full committee to meet, and they're going to meet on January 8th to remove him. And he still refused to resign. But there's a backstory. The rest of the story is unbelievable. The Sarasota police are investigating the woman's claim. It turns out, she says, Ziegler raped her on October 2nd. And on October 2nd, Ziegler says it was consensual. The backstory is this woman and Ziegler and Ziegler's wife, Bridget Ziegler, had a three-way affair, three-way threesome relationship for a long time. And on October 2nd, this other woman said, Bridget Ziegler said, I can't make October 2nd. I have a meeting or something. So it would just have been this other woman and Ziegler. She goes, I don't want Ziegler. If Bridget Ziegler won't be there, Ziegler's wife, I won't be there. He went over there anyway and threw her on the bed, apparently. What a guy. Bridget Ziegler is a member of the Sarasota County School Board. She's also a co-founder of Moms for Liberty, a very right-wing organization that its basic thing is sort of to be anti-LGBT, okay? She's the one who told the police that she and the woman had sex for more than a year, and she's anti-LGBT. She refuses to resign from the school board. She refuses to resign. They had a school board meeting where everybody could go, get off, let's throw her out. She had to sit there through this meeting while people got up and insulted her to her face, talked to her about her sexual proclivities, and she still doesn't resign. And DeSantis, she's very close to DeSantis. DeSantis had appointed her to the board that oversees Disney properties, where she's continually ragging on them about LGBT depiction in movies. I don't know what it takes with this kind of a background for neither of them to resign. Okay, neither of them resigns. They sit there brassy as heck while they're being insulted to their face by people talking about their what they like to do and what they don't like to do, basically saying it's none of your business. And people are going, well, why are you so hopped up on the LGBT thing? I mean, well, that's none of your business. Well, yeah, it is actually. It is actually. If you're in the board that's regulating Disney properties, yeah, that is our business. If you're on the school board, that is our business. And frankly, as chairman of the Republican Party, and you're always shooting your mouth off and attacking Democrats and attacking vulnerable people, yeah, that is our business. That absolutely is our business. But, so January 8th, he's going to get the heave-ho. I do not know the procedure to get rid of a school board member down there, but I'll tell you what, if she's able to stay on till the next regular election, and that's a year or two away, you don't want this one there. You really don't want this one there. And if you're a Disney exec, you're not going to get the phone call and go, oh, yeah, well, you make a good point. Well, no, you don't make a good point. And you shouldn't even be in on this. Shouldn't even be in on this. This is not funny, but this one is sort of funny. Kevin McCarthy is such a doofus, that he could have been speaker for a long time. All he needed was 8 Democratic votes. He could simply have gone to the Democrats and said, all right, I will do a bipartisan bill like I did before. They would have given him votes. Instead, he trashes them and insults them and all that. Well, he resigns. He resigns as of December 31st, which is New Year's Eve, which is Sunday. Special election coming up. He did it to really put the shaft to Mike Johnson so they have one fewer vote. Kevin McCarthy's protege is a guy named Vince Fong, F-O-N-G, Vince Fong. And McCarthy blessed him and said, Vince will be my successor. So he's going, that's great, that's great. Until somebody in the elections board out there said, Vince Fong isn't eligible. Why is Vince Fong not eligible? Because in California, you can't run for 2 offices at once. And Vince Fong, about a couple of months ago, had filed for re-election to the state legislature where he is. So Vince Fong goes, that's fine, I'll just withdraw. And they said, no, you can't. There's this other aspect of the California statutes. Once you file, you can't. So Vince Fong, Kevin McCarthy's handpicked guy, can't even legally run for the seat and his name won't be on the ballot. And McCarthy didn't even figure it out. I mean, he didn't even bother to figure out what. Nobody said to him, hey, Kevin, there's a real problema here. Very, very sad problema. How about it? How about it? But this clown stuff doesn't stop. Marjorie Taylor Greene just attacked Lindsey Graham, because Lindsey Graham had said on the news programs over the weekend that there's no smoking gun, showing why Biden should be impeached. Marjorie Taylor Greene says, we're going to run a primary opponent against him. They are in disarray. They're weird, and they are unbelievably hypocritical. And there's a lot of hypocrisy in the Democratic Party, too. Don't get me wrong. All politics. But these guys are pieces of work. Coming up, Donald Trump, guess what he said about the stock market? It's just to make the rich richer. Donald Trump said that. Coming up.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better, I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Learn more and get involved.
Well, like Matt Flynn Director, lines are open, 844-967-2789. Yes, it's absolutely true. Trump said that. Let me tell you something. Back in 2020, when he was campaigning against Joe Biden for president back then, Trump said that Biden would make the stock market crash. That's what he said. The fact is that it's usually Republicans who make the stock market crash. Remember Herbert Hoover? Herbert Hoover was president, just leading into the Depression. George W. Bush, the crash of 02. Remember George W. Bush, the end of 08, very frequently Republican. But now the stock market set a record the other day, 37,090, highest it's ever been. And what does Trump do? Trump goes, well, the stock market is just making rich people richer. Come on, guy. Just making rich people richer. First of all, it's making 401ks, IRAs, 403bs, the middle class richer. Secondly, what's this complaint about rich people? The fact of the matter is that rich people do better when Democrats are the president. They really do. The economy does better when Democrats are the president. We're going to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Joe, what's in your mind today?
Well, you can't ignore that statistic you had from last week. It was, I believe it was, 98% of all job growth happened since the fall of the Berlin Wall happened under Democratic administrations,
right.
Not Republican.
Right.
So, you know, that's a nutty little statistic. So I wanted to return, if it's okay with you, Matt, to Mr. Clay Higgins, who you had mentioned previously, who's seeking to take down the FBI. He's seeking to take down the FBI, and he's a former police officer, police chief. So by God, he would know. You know, he'd have the same expertise that the FBI has. I guess one of the things that I find so comically sad, pathetic, scary about all this is this clown is talking about how the FBI has placed, quote, Trump supporters on a terrorist watch list. Well, if you engage in terrorist-type actions, you will be placed on a terrorist watch list. I mean, the FBI is still going after people who, in violation of orders from the police, broke into the Capitol, charged through it, started setting up a gallows to hang Mike Pence and to overturn the election. It's like, man, I kind of feel like yelling, well, what do you have to do to get, put on a terrorist watch list? Wouldn't that qualify? I mean, how low is the bar? So at any rate, I find it just sort of amusing that this guy is worried about Trump supporters being put on a terrorist watch list. If you didn't do terrorist type activities, you won't be on a watch list. If you weren't in the Capitol, it's very unlikely they're going after you. I mean, come on now. So I did want to add that 2 cents. If you start building a gallows to hang the vice president, yeah, you probably will be on a terrorist watch list. Sorry, that's just the way it goes. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, that's excellent. Listen, first of all, Clay Higgins, if you dig into him a little bit and Google the guy, take a look at how he acted as a police officer in Louisiana. And he's a rough-looking guy, and he's menacing. He sort of reminds me of Mark Wayne Mullins, the Republican senator from Ohio, very big on physical confrontation. I don't know how he gets elected, because most people, conservative or liberal, really don't like the threat of violence. But secondly, this business of attacking the FBI, I remember as a kid, there was a movie, The FBI Story, and about J. Edgar Hoover. And this is before people knew anything about J. Edgar Hoover. And it was incorruptible, and they had Tommy guns, and they kicked down the door. I was a kid, you know, it was great stuff. But I always had the impression, I still do, that that is an incorruptible agency. You know, they go in for an interview. They say, would you like a cup of coffee? They won't even take a cup of coffee. They won't take a glass of water. They will take nothing. They will take nothing. They're honest as day is long. It was Trump who tried to corrupt their reputation because he cheapens everything he touches. And so Trump would say it's the FBI, and then his minions would say it's the FBI. The FBI is incorruptible. We are very lucky to have, in effect, a national domestic, if you will, police force that, unlike in Russia and these other countries, is not corrupt. Is the Republican Party is trying to corrupt it? Remember, when Trump attacked him, some guy with a gun went to the Cincinnati FBI office and fired it. I mean, people can get killed doing that. They have been killed doing that. Clay Higgins is a thug. He's a thug. And right, about being on the... Look, to complain about these Trump supporters being on a terrorist list, they should be on a no-fly list. When they go up there, that gallows, you remember that gallows? You've seen that gallows. You saw it on TV. That was not built in 45 minutes that morning. That was built in advance. And it was built in advance to murder Mike Pence. And they went up there to murder Nancy Pelosi, too. Nancy Pelosi, 80 years, well, now she's 80, but, you know, skinny as heck, very slim and attractive. But, you know, she looks like she weighs 100 pounds. And they were going up there. Oh, Nancy, if one of these thugs had bumped into her, he would have killed her. This thing has got to stop. Going back to the lines, Dan of Green Bay, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dan?
How are you?
I'm good, Dan. Yeah, what's up?
Why are you spreading all this misinformation again? I mean, it's amazing what you do here.
Well, thank you. I know you're a fan. I know you're a fan. Give me, you know, coming to the end of the show, give me one example of what you think I or any of my callers said that was misinformation. Just one example. Just give me one example.
Well, it would be way too easy if I went after your callers because most of them are incredibly misinformed. But for instance, like I called the other day.
The best callers any show has. Give me an example, Dan. Let's quit beating around the bush. Give me an example.
I'm not beating around the bush. If you wouldn't stop interrupting me, I will tell you. So you talked about the Trump impeachments. I called you the other day and said, what a joke they are. And I informed you with two very prominent attorneys who are lifelong Democrats who've called them both a joke. All those impeachments were a joke. Jonathan Turley,
who are those attorneys? Who are those attorneys?
Well, obviously you have a short memory. So, Jonathan Turley, who's the youngest, chair in GW history. Alan Dershowitz, who, if any of your listeners don't know, is aren't very well informed, who actually wrote an entire book about Trump witch hunt. So, I mean, how
Alan Dershowitz was accused of being somehow knowledgeable about Epstein, and Turley is simply a Trumper, and Turley has said that there's not enough evidence to support an impeachment. So, Dan, look, I appreciate your call. All points of view are welcome, but there has to be something other than the internet behind what you say. Coming to the end of the show, great show coming up. Great show coming up. There's going to be Diamond Crew, Devil's Advocate, Matt Flynn, Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow.
And I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.